taking a minute to reflect on our life till yesterday. Right from the time the baby was born till last night, scan your life, scene after scene. A lot has happened in this last 30, 40, 50 years. Some situations were just as we wanted them to be, and some we just couldn't understand why they happened. And then my mind said, why did this happen to me? Scan your life. Check the destiny of the past few years. Someone I trust a lot betrays me. Another one, I do nothing for them and they do so much for me. Sometimes so much of effort and no result. Another time, not much effort and result beyond imagination. How is all this working? Who is deciding what is happening in my life? And then come to the present moment. Is there anything in life right now that I want to change? Is there any scene of my destiny that I want to change? Choose that scene. We've grown up with a belief system which taught us saying everything is happening as per God's will. And whenever something happens which is painful, which is difficult to handle, people around us say it was God's will. In Hindi we say patta patta bhi Ishwar ki marzi se hilta hai, which means even every leaf moves only as per God's will. Right. We've heard this. Now, let's just detach from what we've heard and take this minute to just think. If everything was happening as per God's will, and if it's not just my destiny, it's going to be everyone's destiny happening as per God's will, then in one word, how would this world be? Perfect. Perfect. Does the world seem to be perfect today? Did COVID come because of God's will? Yes. Does a family member, a young child, suddenly leave because of God's will? So much is happening. So much is happening. Wars are not stopping. It's beyond our imagination what all is happening over there. Is all this happening because of God's will? That God whom we call the ocean of love. Dukharta sukharta, the one who removes sorrow and gives us happiness. Shama ka sagar, the one who forgives. Is this the destiny he's going to write for us? There's probably hardly any home where everything is going perfect always. Always. Second belief system. If God had to write our destiny, one, it would be perfect, and second, it would be equal for everyone. If you had to write your destiny and you have two children, if you have to write their destiny, is it going to be better for one and lesser for the other? How many are parents? Would you be able to do that more for one and less for the other? No. Even if one is very obedient, perfect in behavior, the other one is little musty, would you still be able to write better for one and less for the other? No. Is destiny equal today in the world? No. One is living up to 100 years. Another is born with a disease. One is born in a family of 20. Another is born and doesn't even have parents to lift up the child. One is born with a chartered flight for the family. The other one is born with nothing to eat. Where's the equality? Where's the equality? So both the criteria are not getting fulfilled. Neither is destiny perfect, neither is destiny equal. Another belief system. Everything is happening as per my karma. As is my karma, so is my destiny. Jaisa karam, vaisa bolye. Jaisa karam, vaisa parinam. It is a consequence of that karma. Is that true? Jaisa karam, vaisa parinam. How many agree? That's true. So now check. We have said yes to both. Whenever we hear something, read something, never do this. First check. First experiment. First contemplate. Then say, this is the truth. Till then, it's only a belief. There is a difference between a belief and a truth. This is a belief. Take it, experiment with it, experience it. When you experience it, then it is your truth. For the last 3 days, what you are hearing from the stage is the truth of the person sharing with you. It's not your truth yet. It's not your truth yet. You heard Dr. Mohit Bhaiya yesterday? It's his truth. But it's not your truth yet. Till then, it's a belief. When will it become your truth? When we will experiment. So people say, oh, spirituality is not scientific. Spirituality is pure science. Science also says, do not accept till you experiment. It proves, you prove it to yourself. The only difference is science says, see it from here. Spirituality says, feel it from here. Very nicely we said, these are emotions on left hand, these are on right hand, this is not normal, this is normal, this is still a belief. When you go back on Tuesday and you respond to a scene through the right hand side and you feel calm and comfortable, you say, this is the truth. I can handle a situation with peace, why am I reacting? Till then it's a belief. Till then it's a belief. If we keep accepting everything as the truth without experimenting, then sometimes we're accepting things which are not even true. So now we have two belief systems. God is writing our destiny, or everything is as per my law of karma. If God writes destiny, equal and perfect. If destiny is as per my karma, our karmas are not equal. Each one of us is responding every second in a different way. Even if just now there is a situation, all of us will respond in a different way. Our karmas are not equal and our karmas are not perfect. So obviously our destiny will not be equal and our destiny will not be perfect. So today we will have to hold on to one and we'll have to drop the other. So which one are we going to hold on to? Who's writing my destiny? Acche se bolo. Very good. Because we've spent a lifetime blaming. For little things in life, we said it's because of you, because of you, because of you, because of you. For the bigger ones, because of you. Nothing is because of me. Everything is because of you. And because of you. And spirituality teaches us everything is because of That's the basic one shift. All our life we said this. And now we say stress because of me, hurt because of me, pain because of me, disease because of me, everything because of me. Success because of me, failure also because of me. It's only that I don't remember what karma I had done for to experience that consequence, that parinam. So can we stop doing this from today? Yes? Yes? Pakka? So everything is happening as per whose will? Likho diary mein. Everything in my life is happening as per my will. It's as per my will. My in capital letters. My will. I am the creator of everything that's happening in my life. Excellent, very good, good, not so good. Everything is my choice. Everything. Everything. It's not some things and not some things. Absolutely everything. What is spirituality going to teach us? Stop living like a victim in life and become the master of your life. When I said everything was happening because God planned it for me, then I looked for people and I went to them and I said, please do something to change my destiny. How many of you would like to know your future? Nobody wants to know. Suppose in the other hall, there's another hall here below. There's someone who's ready to... How many want to go there? Utalo achche se hath, because if really somebody comes, very few people going to remain in this hall. Now we have two choices. One, to know what's written in my destiny. The other, to write the destiny of my choice. Which one? Pakka? Then you don't have to go to the other room. This is not time pass that we do. Koi bhi baitha, aap dekho mera hath. Aap dekho is pe kya likha hai. Information creates thoughts. Information creates thoughts. So don't just take casual information. It is not casual. We have seen people's destiny getting affected because they received one piece of information which they are not able to remove from their subconscious mind, that so and so thing is going to happen after 10 years in your life. What is going to happen is going to happen. But if I come to know 10 years before that something right is not going to happen, it won't take 10 years for that wrong thing to happen. It will happen much faster. And most important, my strength to cope up with that situation, I'm going to deplete in those 10 years. When we go to construct a house, do you go to the different departments of the government and say, when is the next earthquake? Pallavi, when, why you're laughing? That is only what we go and ask those people. When is the next earthquake predicted? When is the next tsunami? No, we just go and tell the architect, design a strong foundation. Finished. We don't go and ask other climate predictions for the next few years. Similarly in life, we don't need to go and find out what's going to happen after 2 years, what's going to happen after 5 years. We just need to create a strong foundation. So whatever happens, happens. We have the strength to stand strong and face that situation. Right? Yes? Yes? No? Still want to know what's going to happen? So if tomorrow says, come, I'll tell you what's going to happen in your life. What are you going to tell them? Just look at them and say, I will choose what's going to happen in my life. I write my destiny. No becoming victim anymore. Raj Yog means Raja. Self-rule. Self-mastery. No dependency on anything. So karma is the energy that I create and I radiate out into this world. So anything I create, a thought, an intention, a feeling, a sanskar, a word, a behavior, anything that's my energy creation. So I'm creating that energy, it's radiating out into the world, this is my karma. Anything that is happening to me, situation, health of the body, people's behavior, weather, anything that's happening to me is my destiny. So let's just put the finger here so that we record it. Everything that I create goes out is my... You are going to say it. It has to record there. Everything I create, it goes out. It's my... Everything that is happening to me is my... What is the connection between these two hands? This direction and this direction, what's the connection? Whatever is coming this way... Hanji, hanji, bolo, bolo. Everything that is coming this way has to first go this way, only then it will come in this direction. So you have to fit this picture here. Because tomorrow, Monday morning, things are going to come this way. And when it comes this way, I need to remember, why is this happening? What did I do? And what do I have to do now? What do I have to do now? So everything that is happening in my life, I had created that energy. I sent out that energy into the world. That energy is coming back to me. I don't remember when I sent it. But when that energy returns, I only need to remind myself what I had sent out has come back. Full stop. We know the law of karma, but we don't use the law of karma when situations come. Theek hai? तो हाथ में ऐसे एक बॉल पकड़ो, सोच समझ कर. Always throw the karma ball very carefully. First criteria, not to look at how others are throwing the ball. In Kaliyug, please do not do karma which others are doing. The era that majority is right is over. Earlier we used to say, what is everybody doing? We'll also do that. That era is over. Now probably the era is, if one person is doing right and everybody is saying you're wrong, then something right is happening over there. Something right is happening over there. Choose your own definition of right and wrong. And what's going to be the criteria? Is this right karma or wrong karma? What's the criteria? Criteria? Soul battery charging, soul battery discharging. Simple. Simple. So because I, the soul, am only two things, karma and sanskar, that's all, that is my criteria. Now hold the ball, don't look at anybody else, choose your speed, choose your direction, and throw your karma ball out to this wall, here, the one behind me. Energy will always go in the front direction. Daldia, this is your energy which has gone out into the world. Now that ball is going to return to you. Visualize it coming back to you. What's going to be the direction and speed? Who's going to decide that? It's all dependent on the direction and the speed in which I threw it. Now, when the ball returns to me, my mind creates the first question, why is this happening to me? And then there can be lots of why did this happen? Why did they do this? How can they do this every time? I work hard. So many whys and hows are there. If I remember the law of karma, there cannot be a single why on my mind. So give the answer. Here comes a situation, which means here comes a ball, and your mind says, why is this ball coming this way to me? Please answer. Boliye, boliye. Please answer. I threw it this way. Full stop. Saving a lot of waste and negative thoughts and blame game. Full stop, in one thought of three words, I threw it this way. No waste thoughts, no negative thoughts, no waste conversations. Conserve your energy. That energy is needed for throwing the right ball this time. When I say, why did this happen? How could they do this? Even this one thought and this word is a karma. So when I say, why did they do this? How could they do this? Why does this happen with me? Why every time me? What am I doing again? I'm throwing out negative karma balls. Already I have thrown out a negative karma ball, that's why a negative situation, which means a tough situation has come in my life. And by saying why, how, this, that, I've thrown another 1,000 negative balls right now. So first step, save that energy. Do not throw negative balls in response to a tough situation. A tough situation needs very, very powerful, high vibration karma balls from us right now. So let's color the negative ball as black. Let's keep the positive one as white. A black one is coming to me. I cannot make the mistake of sending another black one out. So my first karma ball in response to that has to be, I had thrown it, it's come to me, very good, I will face it. I will change it. Theek hai? Fatafat se rewind your life. See if there's any situation where the mind is saying, why? Why? For a situation, for a person, for the health of the body, why does this keep happening to me? Kabhi either it's hurting, kabhi this is happening, kabhi that is happening. Why? Put full stop of all whys, one answer. Return of my past karmic account. Save energy. And most important, create right karma ball. Fit ho gaya ye color samne? If there is a tough one coming, I cannot throw a black ball out again. If there is a nice one coming, you can say, why is this happening to me? Bolo, acche se bolo, no problem. No problem. So if there's a white energy situation coming to you, you can throw one or two black ones, not a problem. But if black ones are coming to you and then you throw more black, then the situation is going to get only tougher. We cannot afford to make the situation tougher. Please remember, destiny is not what is happening to you. Destiny is how you are going to respond to what is happening to you. Destiny is not what is happening to you. Destiny is your quality of life, which means how you are going to respond to what is happening to you. Even if my body is unwell, that's a return of my past karma ball that I have thrown. But if today I've learned to remain calm, to remain stable, to create affirmations, to give it positive energy, then it's just disease in the body. It's not suffering for the soul. It's not suffering for the soul. So then my karmic account is settled there. But if there is a disease in the body and I say, how could this happen to me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Then it's not just disease in the body, it's suffering for the soul. Our priority is to take care that there is no suffering for the soul. At the end of the day, the truth is that this body is going to die. It is going to finish. And the truth is that I, the soul, leave with my karma and sanskar. Let every karma be, which color? Bas, simple. Let every karma be that high vibrational divinity color, the purity color, the white color. It's not white in color, we're just giving it a color. Theek hai? Done? Fixed? Everybody agrees with this? No wasting time and energy with why and how? Yes? Why and how meaning? In a victim feeling. Okay? Now what do we have to do? When there is this tough karma ball coming to me, I have to remember this is my past coming to me. How I'm going to respond now is my present that is getting created. And which present color ball that I throw, that is the one which will? That is the one which will come back. So now let's do it again. Now it's from here. Situation is coming to me. Past is coming to me. Present is getting created. How I respond. And as is my present, so is my future. And that's why we are taught everything is predestined. But predestined by who? We thought everything is predestined by... No. Everything is predestined is true. Predestined means a destiny written previously. But previously written destiny by who? By me. So what is astrology going to tell us? Astrology is also science. What does it teach me? Which are the balls that are going to come into my life? So it will tell me, at the age of 10, this ball will come. At the age of 20, this ball will come. Next month, this ball will come. Astrology teaches us which balls are going to come into my life. Spirituality teaches me which balls to throw when these balls come into my life. Simple. But now it's my choice on which one to put my attention on. That ball I have already thrown. I can't do anything about it now. It's not in my control. Visualize that ball hitting the wall and coming to you. Think how much ever you want, you cannot change the direction of that ball. There is no power in the past. It's over. But you have the complete power in how you're going to respond. But we lose our power to respond because we are focusing on that ball which is returning to me, which is not in my control. So now do I want to know which balls are going to come to me or which I want to learn how to throw the new ones? So we're going to stop showing like this. Yahan se jaane ke baad. Hanji, Nainji, Hanji, Pakka. We are going to stop reading the weekly forecast, what is going to happen in my zodiac sign. Information. Go back to the first page. Content less, content right. You go and read. Time pass padha, time pass. There is no such thing as time pass padhna. Information gone in is information gone in. और अगर टाइम पास ही पढ़ना है तो क्यों पढ़ना है? छोड़ दो. नहीं, देर इज अ क्यूरियोसिटी एलिमेंट देर एंड इट्स वेरी अडिक्टिव. सो इट सेज दिस वीक समबडी इज गोइंग टू चीट यू. पढ़ लिया. बी केयरफुल एंड दे आर वेरी क्लोज टू यू. पढ़ लिया. एंड देन आई से नो नो नो, हु इज गोइंग टू चीट मी. आफ्टर सम टाइम माई माइंड सेज सपोज इट्स दिस वन. हाँ, दे हैव नॉट बीन बिहेविंग प्रॉपरली फॉर द लास्ट फ्यू डेज. जरूर कुछ तो है. फिर घर जाके सपोज इट्स माई स्पाउस, बट फोन पे तो पासवर्ड लगा हुआ है. इन्फॉर्मेशन, प्लीज बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल विद इन्फॉर्मेशन. अनलेस यू गेट कॉन्टेंट राइट, यू कैन नॉट गेट थिंक राइट. यू टेक रॉन्ग कॉन्टेंट, यू हैव टू हैव रॉन्ग थॉट्स. There is nothing such as casual information. There is nothing such as just a joke. There is nothing such as time pass. It is information gone in, food gone in. Whether you ate it for time pass, you ate it seriously, it's food gone in. Okay? Now we go back to that same sister who was sitting here that day, and we said, I was behaving wrongly with her. I was rude to her. I was abusive language in front of so many people. I was doing this from here. And we said she had different options of responding. What were the options she had? What were the options we discussed? What was the last one on top? Forgiveness. And then after that, higher than that, blessings. Why should I bless somebody who's doing wrong to me? Now you have to answer. Why was I being rude to her? Put yourself in her place. Or let's say I'm being rude to you. Why am I being rude to you? See, when I'm being rude to you, which direction is the ball coming? You have to keep that direction of the ball always. When I am being rude to you, which direction is the ball for you? Very good. Now say it. Why am I being rude to you? Which past karma? It is not going to happen that you were rude to him and so I am being rude to you. Aise nahi hoga. You won't throw the ball there and the ball comes from here. You throw the ball here, the ball comes from here. So why am I being rude to you? Very clear. Why am I being wrong to you? Why is the ball coming in this direction? Because I threw it in that direction. So why am I being wrong to you? Because you have wronged me. And then you will say, matlab kya? We are meeting for the first time. When did I wrong you? So the karmic account is not between a relationship and a relationship. The karmic account is not between this body and another body. The karmic account is between soul and soul. So the game is happening from here to there, here to there, here to there. Everyone we are meeting today, we don't know when we've met them before. We don't remember. That is the reason why people go and get a past life regression done. And they say, oh, I had done this to this person. Then it's okay what they are doing now. Why do I need to go and find out for that? I know I have done something. You don't need to go and find out. Nobody can be the cause of doing wrong to me unless I have thrown some energy out. When I've thrown, I don't remember. But nothing can come in this direction till it's gone. This is something you have to remind yourself every single day for the next few days till you, the soul, will wake up in the middle of the night and still get the answer right in your first thought. It is so crystal clear after that. Not even a single thought we are able to say, why did they do it? My karmic account, my karmic account, my karmic account. And then some people say, what is this every time? My, I am only the cause of everything. Yes, I am only the cause of everything. But that is power. I am the cause of everything. So I have the power to change everything now for me. So why am I being wrong to her? Because she has thrown that color ball earlier. Now important is, when this black color ball is going towards her, we said she had options of throwing different color balls. So we started from the black one, that anger in return for anger, hatred in return for hatred, aggression in return for aggression. And then we started going to different shades. Ke chalo, not anger, keep quiet. Then not keep quiet just in words, but keep quiet in the mind. Then we said forgive. And then we went to the highest one, which was blessing. And which means, when a tough karma ball is coming towards me, the easiest way to change my karmic account energy is to throw the highest karma ball in return. Very simple. The lower the karma ball that is coming to me, the higher the karma ball I need to send. What is Kaliyug doing? Kaliyug is saying, eat ka jawab. Eat ka jawab patthar se means, eat is coming, you throw a bigger patthar in return. So if I throw a stone, a patthar in return, what's going to come next to me? Bolyo bolyo abhi. If you throw a patthar in return, what's coming next to you? Patthar. And when that patthar comes, what are we going to throw? Do patthar. That's how Kaliyug became Kaliyug. There's no other reason why Kaliyug became Kaliyug. And there's no other reason Kaliyug is becoming Ghor Kaliyug. Now we want to create Satyug. How was the hand for Satyug? Yaad ho gaya na ye? Aise. Aise. So this will come to you. Which means a Kaliyugi karmic account will come to you. You will respond through a Satyugi karmic. Matlab, a high vibrational thought, a high vibrational word. That's called a blessing. Now think of the toughest scene of your life now. The toughest person in your life. The most complicated karmic account that you have. Toughest. Worst that anybody can think of. And gently tell yourself, I had done something. I don't remember when. Ignorance. I didn't know in that lifetime that this ball will come back to me. So it's a mistake unintentionally made. But I had thrown it. So it's returning to me. But now the power is mine. I will choose now. And now, in that same situation, for that same person, and that same person can be you. You could have made a mistake for which you have been creating guilt for don't know how many years. Even when we make a mistake, we need to understand that was also my past karmic account. But if I continue holding that guilt, if I continue having that in my subconscious, how could I do it? Why could I do it? How did this happen? Then I'm only making it. You know what Shiv Baba teaches us? If you make a mistake, you're allowed to feel guilty. You know for how long? For how long? 1 second. Not a second more. Not a second more. Because guilt is an emotion. What will it do to the soul battery? That's all. That is the criteria of karma. But what did Kaliyug teach us? You should feel guilty. You should feel guilty for what you have done. We keep telling people, feel guilty, feel guilty, feel guilty for what you have done. If they keep feeling guilty, they'll never be able to transform. If we make a mistake or another person makes a mistake, in 1 second we have to finish it, change it to a blessing, empower ourselves, empower them so that the next ball can be the right ball. Past. whether it's the past of another person or whether it's my own personal past. What will I need to do today to it? What do I need to do? Forgive. I forgive you, but I also need to say, I forgive myself. Past is past. It's over. I release. I let go. Just make a few thoughts. So what is affirmations? Affirmations means white balls. Past is past. I release. I let go. I forgive. I forget. I bless. Look at the energy of every ball when we are saying these thoughts. Every energy is white. Every energy is white. So even if we just write it and just keep saying it, even without feeling it, if we keep saying it, we are not seeing the other one, and so we are not sending the lower energy ball out. And that's why we should always have this sankalp ready for us. Any situation comes in your life, any situation, first thought, create a positive affirmation for that situation. In your first thought. In your first thought. So that your first thought only will be a highest energy. Easy? How many have been doing the affirmations for the last 2 days? So now we will remove the word affirmations, and the word is actually high vibrational karma. And you can take them higher. Instead of just saying I'm powerful, say I'm divine. Instead of saying just I'm divine, say I'm a satyogi soul. It's just higher and higher. And then don't just call yourself divine, start calling the other person who is throwing the other energy ball at you. So imagine somebody throwing black energy ball and you throw a ball in return, divine soul. Kar sakte? Kar sakte? Kya ho gaya? Wo yaad aa gaye sare aapko itni jaldi? Achha hai, yaad aa gaye to let's do it right now. Close your eyes, bring them on the screen of your mind. Send them white balls right now. Send them those blessings. Highest vibrational energy. Sabse pehle, say sorry to people who are doing wrong to you. Say sorry to people who are doing wrong to you today. Say sorry to them for the wrong that I have done in the past which I have forgotten. They cannot do wrong to me till I have done something in the past. So I am sorry. So that my sorry, my apology is going to start healing their wound. Not waiting for them to say sorry. I am sorry for what I have done in the past which I don't remember. But I know I have done something. I'm sorry for what I have done. First thought. Second thought. I forgive you for what you have done now. First karma ball, I'm sorry for what I did in the past. Second karma ball, I forgive you for what you are doing now. Third karma ball, past karmic account is over. This is very important to write in any tough situations, in any conflict. Keep creating that affirmation that this past karmic account is over. Next, I radiate blessings to you. And then the blessing is going to be, like we saw yesterday, that one particular quality energy which we need to throw at them. You are a divine soul. You are a beautiful soul. Next karma ball, our relationship is perfect. What karma balls were we throwing? My relationship is messed up. Keep saying it. What will happen? Keep saying it, my relationship is messed up. What will happen? So, what is sankalp se siddhi? Do not create a thought of what is happening now. Create a thought what you want to see in the future, and that future could be tomorrow. This is a law. Sankalp se siddhi is a law as real, working with everyone always, just like law of gravity. It always works with everyone, always. Jo hum sochenge, jo hum bolenge, bar bar sochenge, bolenge, wo ho jayega. If it's just like one random thought said once, that has not much power. But if I say it often, if I feel that often, if I think that often, it will happen. And even if nothing happens, my energy is going. I don't get along with this person. I don't know why we have a problem. Nothing seems to be going right. Try however hard, nothing is working out. Because we try all the working out here. Now Raj Yoga teaches us, just try working it out here. Because it is here that I created that previous karma, I just need to change it. ठीक है, भेज दी उनको blessings? क्या blessing भेजी? You are a divine soul. पहले क्या कहते थे? Horrible person. कितना? तो वो जितना गलत करते हैं, उतना ज्यादा divine balls भेजते हैं उनको. How many used to watch Mahabharat, Ramayana when you used to come earlier? अभी वाला तो मैंने देखा नहीं है. It was like this, two people. One would throw one shastra from here, and the other one would see which shastra is coming, and they would pull out theirs, and then they would throw it from there, and then in between and go. Psh. Then one would throw. Pura ek ghanta aise hi beet jata tha. Yaad hai tha? I mean, like nothing is happening today in this episode. Nothing is happening. Only this is happening. This was teaching us how to live life. They will throw you a negative energy ball. You have to look at their negative energy ball and throw a much higher, powerful, pure energy ball. And unka energy ko beech mein kya karna? Finished. This is called master of life. Victim to no one. Because it's power of mind. No one can, I have the power to do it. They can do everything wrong in my life. Please remember this. Someone can do everything wrong in your life. They only cannot create a wrong thought for you. Which means in your mind. They can create a wrong thought, but not in your mind, they cannot create a wrong thought. So use that power. Because when you start using that power, what they are doing loses its power. Khatam ho jati hai unki shakti. Because they don't know the equation sankalp se siddhi. You know it, so use it. So bhej diya blessing. Can you send this kind of a blessing to everybody? Everybody? To the worst that you can think of. And now send this blessing not just to people around you who are making mistakes, doing wrong. Each time you hear of something that's happening in the world, please remember, it's someone's lowest energy karma. If billions of people on the planet are going to say, how could they do this? How could they do this? They are bad people. They are wrong people. Then the karmic account is only going to get, it's only going to get entangled. Do not get entangled in other people's karmic account. Even if someone has done the worst, they need power. Send them a blessing. Kar sakte hain? Again, close your eyes, think of what's happening on the planet, send them a blessing. Send them a blessing. Because each one is a very pure, beautiful soul. And if I send that message to them, it will heal the wound of the vices. Remember the little chidiya? Little chidiya. So there is fire in the jungle, we know that. We are not going to look at the fire, not do anything about it. We are not going to add fire to the fire. We are going to add water to the fire. And that's only blessings. So it's not just about the scenes in my life. It's about the scenes happening in the world which I am consuming through media, through information. Either I don't consume. Second, if I consume, my first thought has to be a blessing. Else, I have got entangled into their karmic account and I have added pain to their pain. And because we keep adding pain to pain, Kalyug becomes Ghor Kalyug. Always remember your hand. Satyugi soul has to be living in this world. Living in this world where everyone is doing this. How do I have to be this? Wah, ye yaad rakhna hai sara din. So whenever you read so and so thing happens, so and so thing happens. I remember when the Mumbai terror attack had happened, at the Brahma Kumaris, whenever anything happens, any part of the world, we all come together to meditate. 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. is our time to meditate for the world. So whether it's a natural calamity, a terror attack, anything that happens in the world, we come together to meditate. And so when we finished our meditation at 7:30 and we got up, so the teacher, the Didi of the center, she said, so who all did you meditate for? So we said, souls who left the body, first, because they are in pain. Second, families who lost people. Third, people who are injured, families of the people who are injured. She said, "Acha, or doctors, police officers who are all there working very hard for the city. Acha, next, people of the city, because there's so much pain in that city, so much fear in that city." And then she said, "So next." So we said, "Ho gaya sab." We covered everybody. And then she said, "What about those people who did it?" We're like, "They didn't come on the list. They didn't come on the list when we were meditating." She said, "Imagine what karma they have done. What karma they have done, these souls. So don't you want to radiate power to them so that they'll be able to face when it comes, what is going to come, not just according to the law of the country, according to the law of karma, what is going to come in their life. Law of the country, we know what's going to happen. But what is going to happen with the law of karma when someone has committed something like that? So when we start thinking of them in a negative manner, we are getting entangled with that negative karmic account. Our role is like a healer who's going to empower others. Just create a blessing, powerful soul, God's blessings with you. Full stop. Full stop. Finished. Not to entangle with other people's karmic account. Please remember, Ghor Kaliyug, we'll keep hearing all these things. Every day we read something in the newspaper and the first thing the mind says, how can somebody do something like this? Why can't somebody do it? Look at what all karma people are creating. Consequence of karma is going to be there. But we are not able to understand the consequence of karma because when we are listening to the information, for us, the one with whom it is happening is a victor. But please remember, nothing can happen with anybody unless I have thrown that karma ball. Many of us have that Gita Sar as a poster in our house. How many of you have that? What's written on that? Jo hua, acha. Jo ho raha hai, acha. Jo hoga, bahut acha. Everything that happened is right. Everything that is happening is right. And everything will happen will be perfect. And throughout the day we are saying, why is this happening? So what is that Gita? Because so many times things are happening which are not nice. They may not be nice, but they are accurate as per the law of karma. That is why that Gita Sar says, jo ho raha hai, wo sahi hai, right as per karma and destiny equation. So no more questions with any scene of life, ours, people's, or what's happening on the planet. In every scene, immediately radiating blessings. This is not to create fear, but just to be informed that the next few years of Kali Yuga are not going to be easy for the world. They are not. We've already seen uncertainty has started, right? So it's only started. There's lots more to happen. 25 years pehle, if I said meditation, I would say I am not interested. But now, meditation is not an option. It's the only tool to empower yourself, to face what's happening in the world, and any karma ball can return to you suddenly. We need to have the power to face that situation, and more important, the power to heal ourselves and also to heal everybody around us. So it's going to be like a pandemic. Everybody getting it from each other. But some people will have to be there to heal people. Heal people vibrationally. Vibrationally heal people. So each time you are choosing a right hand response, you're not just healing yourself, you're vibrationally healing the planet. So when I get angry, I'm not just depleting myself. What am I depleting? What am I depleting? I'm depleting the vibration of the planet. Tell this to yourself. Moral responsibility. I'm influencing the environment. Yesterday we saw water gets influenced by our thoughts. I'm just sitting creating anger. I'm just sitting creating stress. I'm influencing the water of the planet. Everybody's going to drink that water. Everybody's going to drink that water. And that's why never drink water without saying your affirmations, because it has everybody's thoughts in it. Everyone's thoughts are there in that water. Isiliye kehte hain, kaun se shahar ka pani peete ho? Kehte hain na? कौन से शहर का पानी पीते हो, व्हाट डज इट मीन, जिस शहर का पानी पियोगे धीरे धीरे वैसे ही बनते जाओगे, वैसे ही बनते जाओगे, क्योंकि वो उस शहर का पानी पीते हो। तो शहर का पानी पीना है, ध्यान से पीना है। सो यू गोइंग टू कंज्यूम द वॉटर ऑफ दैट सिटी, वॉटर ऑफ योर ऑफिस, यू सिटिंग इन द ऑफिस, देयर सो मच हैपनिंग इन दैट ऑफिस एंड यू जस्ट पिक अप द ग्लास ऑफ वॉटर, ऑल द स्ट्रेस, ऑल द गॉसिप ऑफ द ऑफिस इज देयर इन दैट वॉटर। Take a 5-second pause, look at that water and say, I am a Satyogi soul. So you are changing the vibration of the water from Kaliyug to Satyug. I am powerful, I am divine, I only give and I am perfect and healthy. Just at least say this 5 lines in 5 seconds. Never eat or drink without changing the vibration of what you are consuming. Watch, read, listen, eat, drink. 5 things are going to change my sanskar, my karma, my destiny. So now, is it easy to forgive people? Is there any concept of forgiveness anymore? There's no concept of forgiveness anymore. I had created that karma came back to me. When I say, I forgive, I bless you, I'm just saying that I'm radiating the right karma now. It's not a favor to the other person. When I forgive people, it's not a favor to them. I'm doing it for myself. So then how much time should I wait for that? When should I forgive them? When should I forgive them? Now. And then not just forgive, heal. Please remember those who are doing wrong to you. Please seek forgiveness from them. It is a return of a past karma. It is. There was a couple who came to us, they lost their child. The child was kidnapped and through that CCTV or something, they could see the footage of everything that happened at that time. And then the child was no more. So obviously there's so much pain in the couple's life, in the parents' life, but what was very tough for them that they had to go to court every time for that. And who was standing opposite them? Who was standing there? That person whom they had seen in the CCTV doing all the wrong. And so the mother said, I just can't see that person. I get filled with so much hatred. I just feel like going there. She said, that's becoming tougher for me to handle than the pain of my child. So then she said, and while talking only she started saying, But as per what you say, it is my karma. No, I said, no, not as per what you decide. Because when it's tough situations, you can't tell people this is as per your karma. I can't say it that time. So she said, no, I understood. She said, but I've never done anything like this. I said, but we don't remember what we've done in past costume, no? She said, now what do I have to do? I said, you have to seek forgiveness from him. She was like, what? I have to seek forgiveness from him. I said, if you don't want to ever meet him again, we need to finish those karmic accounts. If I keep hating a person, I will meet them again. I will meet them again. No, because I'm throwing such nice black balls to them, so many. We will meet again. If you want to finish a karmic account, you don't want to meet that soul again. You'll have to settle it. Entangling it in any way like that means I will remain in pain in this lifetime and then we'll meet again and next time the situation will be tougher than what happened this time. That is why if you see the scenes that are happening in Kali Yuga are getting tougher. They're just getting tougher. I mean, like, how can anybody do like this? It's only those souls who did not settle it the last time. Next time it will get tougher. It's as simple as two of us meet. We are having a cup of chai in the dining hall. It's a pleasant conversation. Some difference of opinion turns into an argument. It ends on an argument, the meeting. We both go to our rooms. 2 days later, we meet again. The second meeting is going to be? It's going to be a little tougher than the previous one. We just look at each other and give very dirty looks to each other. We don't even talk. Then we again go to our rooms. 2 days later, we again meet in a gathering. It gets tougher. We even talk ill about each other to other people. Every next meeting will get tougher unless in one of the meetings one of the two says past is past, over, I'm going to be normal now. And that's it. Karmic account changed. So who's going to be that one out of the two? Who's going to be that one out of the two? I. That's all that's needed. It can be as simple as an argument, to silence, to hatred, or it can be very, very big things. Still, it is a carry forward of the past. I can continue living like a victim in the present. If I continue living like a victim in the present, hum phir milenge. We will meet again. And next time will be tougher than this time. Why not I be the one to change the energy, heal that karmic account, so that my present life is also beautiful, and the next time we will meet with dignity. We will meet with dignity. But the choice has to be, I am going to be the one. I cannot keep saying, but they are doing the wrong. It does not matter who is doing the wrong. Don't go into all. Don't go with what is visible to this eye. Do that what is visible to this third eye of wisdom. This is my past karmic account with this soul. And only I have the power to heal it right now. And consciously radiate blessings to them every single day. Never speak an ill word about them to anybody. Remember, if you speak ill, again black ball has gone out. Neither to them, neither about them to anyone else. That's also a black ball out. Just consciously, every meditation that you finish in the morning at 4 o'clock, keep the last 1 minute for that karmic account. What was the chidiya going to do? So I, the soul, go to Paramdham, there, source of power, fill yourself, emerge that second soul also into Paramdham. So now it's not just Baba and me, it's Baba and me and they. Emerge them there. And then take that power from Baba and give it to that soul. Create this visual just now. Go into Paramdham. I, the energy, that little star. With me is Shiv Baba. Baba kyun kehte hain? Father hai. Pyar se Baba kehte hain? Wo pyar experience hota hai. God bolte hain to bahut dur ka lagta hai. So Nirakar Paramatma. Incorporeal, the supreme power, my parent. Even if I am feeling powerless, even I am feeling weak, but my parent is the source of love and the power. Just be with that parent. Visualize Baba's energy, love, vibrations, like the rays of the sun falling onto me and from me to that soul. Now this is how we are going to settle the karmic account. Paramatma ki shakti mujh par, mujhse unko. Because maybe right now I don't even have that shakti to send them blessings. So when we use God's power into our karmic account, then things become very simple. Very simple. So at the end of your meditation, every Amrit Vela, are we going to continue waking up 4 a.m. from Tuesday onwards? Have any plan to do that? But you remember the method to do that now? Sleep right. You cannot wake up. We didn't even put wake up right in the list. Because when you sleep right, you will automatically wake up right. If you don't sleep right, you cannot wake up right. Never make the mistake of sleeping wrong, sleeping late, sleeping less and waking up early. It does not work. And if it works, it will only create a disease. You have to heal the mind, have to heal the body every single day. But when we start creating right thoughts during the day, we automatically need less sleep. Because when we are not tired, we don't need to rest that much. It's as simple as that, physical and emotional. So when you start thinking right during the day, you need less sleep. Theek hai? Wo visual create ho gaya samne se? What did we do? Bring it again. Paramdham, golden red light. Baba, I the being, energy falling from Baba to me and Baba to that soul. You will get meditation commentaries, links sent to you. And then the visuals will be there for you. So for the next few days, see, it's easy to visualize something that I've seen here in this lifetime. But it's a little tough in the beginning to visualize something that I haven't seen for thousands of years. And so for the next few days, see that visual. See that visual, hear that commentary, and do your meditation watching and listening to it for a few days. By then, to visualize this will become very simple, and after a few days you don't need the commentary also. It's over. You don't need anything else after that. Now it's your journey. Your journey. But till then, just keep seeing that visual. Once I've seen it a few times, then creating that visual becomes easy. What is the toughest karmic account that comes in life? What is the toughest one? Toughest karmic account. Toughest karmic account is when we lose a family member. When we lose a family member. So when we lose a family member, what's the vibration that we have to create? One, we need to remember that someone leaving early on a journey, early and late is only age of body. This is our parameter of calling early and late. But for a soul, it's not early and late. For soul, it is just accurate as per how much time they had come for in this costume. So if someone in my life leaves the costume, I should not call that a wrong karmic account. I should not say, I had done something wrong, so this happened to me. This is not true. This is not true. It is the journey of that soul. They had decided as per their karmic account, they would be in this costume for this period of time. It's not I had done something wrong, so they left me early. It's not that. The soul will come into that costume for a fixed period of time, and when they finish that role, they change their costume. But important is, when the soul changes their costume, I create a karma with the thoughts I create, the feelings I have, the words I speak. I create a karma now when this happens. So what quality karma should that be? What quality karma should that be? Ho gaya clear? Kaun si quality karma it should be? Which vibrational thoughts? Which vibrational thoughts? Highest. Highest. Because the soul is about to begin a new journey. And when someone is beginning something new, what do we send them with? Imagine new baby going to, no, the child going to school first day, going to college first day, going to another country to university. What do we send them with? Do we say, how could you leave me? We say, no, no, you go, you be there, you do well in what you are doing. If that child calls you from university, how's everything at home? We say, everything is perfect, even if nothing is going right. Why do we not tell them what's going wrong? We say, no, they should be fine over there. Everything is perfect. A soul has moved into a new costume. And we discussed yesterday, soul, when it leaves the body and is in the womb, the catching power is highest. Please never forget this. Catching power is highest. And those few months when that catching power is highest in the womb is the few months where we keep sending. What are the lines we say? What do we say? Bolo, kya bolte hum? First we say, how can I live without you? Then we say, come back. It seems very natural to say that. But now I will have to change my definition of natural. I have to change my definition of natural. My mind will say, how can I live without them? My wisdom will say, I have to radiate power to them for their new journey. And so I immediately change my thought and I say to them, don't worry about me. We are all fine. You take care of yourself there and everything will be perfect for you. Send them with that energy. My mind will want to cry. My wisdom will say, no, they will catch my vibrations of pain. They will cry there in the womb. So quickly change. But when it comes to this particular scene of life, knowledge doesn't work. Just knowing doesn't work. We need strength. We need strength. But when we see at the centers, all meditation centers all over the country and the world, when someone comes to the center for the first time in this state, they feel they can never be fine again. They say, I can never be fine again. So we cannot go on talking to them about it, because that only increases their pain, because they keep on saying the same thing. So we only request is, keep coming for 1 hour to the center every day, that's all. They say, नहीं कुछ भी हमें ठीक नहीं कर सकता है. We say, हाँ हाँ, we know, but you just come for 1 hour. Because all that they need is somebody else around them creating higher vibrational energy, and they just have to come and sit there. And when they're sitting there, within 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you won't be able to recognize it's the same person. That's the power of collective vibrations of people. And that's why, if you want to continue this journey, which I'm sure you want to continue this journey, don't think it can happen alone at home. It can't. A very big factor on a journey is collective energy of people around me. It's like school. No child studies at home. COVID, everybody got a chance to study at home. If that method worked, they should have never gone back to school. But every child will like, school kab khulega, school kab khulega. It's personality. And especially because we are in a lower energy planet right now, it's not easy to create higher vibrational energy alone, because we are against the tide. But when we go into an environment when everyone is meditating, they have been doing it for years, I get a ready-made vibration like you got when you came here. It's not taken you any effort, and your faces are changing every single day. But, do not think this change is permanent. Tuesday we are back in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad. Same air, same vibration, same food, same water. It will again take only 2 days for the face to go back to what it was. Unless, right from day one, I start working on. So what are we going to start doing from day one? What are we going to start doing from day one when we return? Amrit Vela. And we will go to the center for this 1 hour class every day. Why are we feeling that higher vibrational energy? Because the watch, read, listen, eat, drink is higher vibration over here. But we cannot stay here forever. How many of you want to come again? Achha, but you are not allowed. Because next time we want 400 new people to experience this. But you can come again if you continue that journey, and then you will come again not as a guest. You will come as a family member for another retreat, not this retreat which is basic, for a retreat which would be advanced with another group. Today you are with a group of all who've come for the first time. Then you will come for another retreat which will be more profound, deeper. But that will happen when you connect to the center there, become a student and keep studying. This is a school. That is why it's called Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya. It is a school. We go with our diary pen every day to that school for 1 hour. 1 hour for ourselves, 23 hours for the world. But we saw on the first day, when I think less, I think right, what I do is more and fast. So initially I have to take out that 1 hour. It doesn't fit into the routine very easily. But those who've taken that 1 hour, fitted it into the routine, within 2 months, it's become normal routine, very easy to manage. And another few months, they say, I have more time, because they're doing more and doing fast. So there is nothing such as short of time. It's short of energy which is making us feel short of time. So how many are ready to take the next step of connecting to the center after returning here? Yeah, so that's the next. So one is Amrit Vela. Second is class, Muddi class, which means we're going to revise that study of soul consciousness every single day, but not alone, in a gathering, makes it easier. And third is food. Food. The food that you have been eating here has also played a very important role in how you are feeling and looking today. The food is high vibrational food. One, it is strictly vegetarian. Lower vibrational food, consuming somebody's death and pain, is the lowest energy food we can consume. We can't get lower than that in terms of what we eat. It is someone's pain that we are consuming. And what's the vibration of that food? Helpless, anger, fear, hurt, violence, and then death. Someone in the world said it's health and we all just copied it. We all just copied it. That's why never copy other people's karma. Pause and check. It is proteins, it is that D3, it is that B12, but it is not health. If that was the case, then we just have to go to hospitals and check whether it's all vegetarians who are unwell. Is that the truth? Is that the truth? No. And it's heavy for the gut, and gut and the mind are connected, so anything that's heavy for the gut is not fine here, and that's why Navratri or any day of festivals, rituals, fasting, you will never have a non-vegetarian diet. The day you want to be on a higher vibration, you don't have a non-veg diet. So why only a few days? Why should be on a higher vibration only for a few days in the year? Why not always? Always. Take it up as a 3-month experiment only. This is just a belief. When you experiment, it will become your truth. Who's ready to take it up as a 3-month experiment of a strict vegetarian diet? Strict. Hanji haath uthalo. Very good. Bahut mubarak. I can tell you your destiny now, you won't go back to it if you do it for 3 months. You'll never go back to it. It feels so light. You're also very light. Remember, eat light. Eat light. So that's the energy. And add one more element to the food. And that is not just eating vegetarian, but cooking that in the right state of mind. Cooking that. As far as possible, don't eat out. This one sanskar of eating out is changing destinies. We are that generation which used to take dabba from home. Remember? How many of us used to carry dabba from home? And how many of us are sitting at home and ordering dabba from outside now? Remember, it's someone's business. Whether it's media and whether this is eating out, it is someone's business. They are doing extremely well. Our destiny is getting affected. Eating out, what is the source of the money which is used for the food? What is the state of the mind of the people who are cooking that food? What is the chaos in that kitchen where that food is being cooked? And most important, top it all, the person who is coming to give you that dabba is coming in fear because you will cancel that order if he doesn't reach on time. Never endorse this marketing tactic. Please tell them, I'm in no hurry, take your time, aram se aana aap. I don't want that food coming with so much panic and fear. I don't want that food to have that energy of that stress of that person who's delivering it. Is it nice to do that to people? Karna chahiye aisa. Uske upar talwar latka di. Tumhara paisa jayega, tum late aao. Kaise gaadi chalayenge phir? So always this, because priority is not karma na. Priority is only profit. So only keeping priority as profit need not necessarily create right karma. So we should not endorse that karma, and we should call up with that order and say, I'm in no hurry, aap aram se apna scooter chala ke aana. Aapka koi order cancel nahi hoga. At least do that much. Kar sakte utna. And best is don't eat out. Don't order. Cook at home. We've all grown up eating at home. That's why we are still at the word stress. But those who are eating out so often, they are using the word I am depressed, because those children are eating out so much. So much. And we're just happy that they are eating. It's not what we eat. It is how we eat what we eat. How we eat. Go back to cooking. Stop saying I don't have time because I'm earning so much that I don't have time to cook. Cook is not just food. Cook is emotional, mental, physical health and relationships. And relationships. Can we go back to cooking a little bit? Yes? Yes? Both can cook. But then not to cook tired. Mera man nahi hai khuna. Nahi mat banao, chhod do. Right energy, right vibration. And always have some high vibrational words playing in your kitchen. Always. Always. High vibration words, so that even if you're not at the highest vibration, there's something going on in the mind, it happened at work during the, at least those words are energizing the food. So always have it, always. And then just before you begin your food, take that 5-second pause and consciously add those 5-6 lines of highest vibration, and then eating without screens. That is the whole methodology to eat right. Eat right. The money has to be right with which the food has been bought. It is four words. Dhan, An, Man, Tan. It goes in this order only. Dhan, An, Man, Tan. The source of the money is very important. Wealth is not just an amount. Wealth is a vibration. इसीलिए पैसे को लक्ष्मी का दर्जा दिया जाता था. Why is wealth compared to a divine soul, to a deity? Because wealth is a vibration. It's a vibration. And now is Sri Lakshmi ji standing and sitting on a lotus. So be in the Kaliyugi world, but earn in a Satyugi manner. Earn in a Satyugi manner. Because that money is going to be used for the food for the family, that money is going to be used for the education of the children, that money is going to be used for every single thing that you are using throughout the day. That money better be with the right vibration. You should never have any business, any work which is not getting the right vibration money. And then the right method of food. And that's why when you're eating out, or even if you are eating at someone's place, please be careful. Please be careful. इसीलिए पुराने जमाने में लोग अपना खाना साथ में लेके जाते थे, है ना? So that khana was not because someone is of a lower caste, or it was not about caste, it was not about that. They knew the concept of vibrations, and they knew that if there was a conflict in someone's house, if there was pain and chaos in someone's house, if they ate there, they would consume that pain and chaos and come home. And that's why when somebody leaves the body, there is no food cooked in that house that day. Kyun nahi banta khana udhar? Why is it that the neighbors send the food that day for them? What's the reason? Because there is so much pain in that house that if you cook in that house and you eat, your pain will only go here. Here. So food, very powerful source of creating our thoughts, our sanskar, our karma. Take care of food and water and half the battle is won. Half the work is done with that food and water. It's so much of power. And you don't take care of that, then this journey is a struggle. You keep moving forward, you eat something, you keep moving back. Again, move forward, eat something, coming back. So it just goes on like this. And otherwise, just fly. Possible to create a niyam at home? No screens while eating? No screens while eating? Do it with the children. Let them cry, let them scream. It's okay if they cry now. They won't cry later on in life. Distracted eating is affecting mind, brain, gut, and then destiny. So just a rule, ke no means a no means a no. That's all. So these are the three things that we have to do immediately right from day one. If you want to sustain this energy that you have created and you only want it to go higher, you will need to take care, don't let it dip. So morning meditation, Murli class and food. These three things. Traffic control, every hour or 2 hours, just take a 1 minute pause. I'm a pure, powerful soul. Radiate that power to people around you. Just simple steps. And within a few months, you're going to see yourself higher and higher and higher and higher. Wherever you live, within 3 to 4 kilometers, there will be a Brahma Kumaris Raj Yoga Meditation Center. It just cannot be more than 3 to 4 kilometers. So Maruti says, wherever you go, we have a service center. We say we have more centers than Maruti has. Every place in the country, even in villages. They can be very small. There won't be some big, big centers like this one. They'll be very small. Sometimes it's just a room. But the intention of having it close is so that we can go there daily. That's the intention. A lot of people go for meditation retreats, they go for meditation programs, they have a beautiful experience, but they don't know any way how to sustain it after that. And then after that they come back. So these centers are everywhere close to you, so that you're going to get this same vibration, higher knowledge. This was just ABCD what we've done in these 3 days, and a very beautiful family there. Same smiling faces, same unconditional love, same family feeling, because everyone is going to look at you, a soul, I'm a soul talking another soul. That's what creates that family vibration. So if it's available so close, all that I have to do is just drive for 5 minutes, that's all. Nothing can be easier than that. To karenge? Kaun karne wala? हाँ लिख देना अपनी डायरी में, हाँ हम रोज जाने वाले हैं. सो दैट ऑन द वे व्हेन योर माइंड सेड हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल, टेल योर माइंड इट्स नॉट हाउ, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ हाउ. आई एम, हाउ टू डू इट वी कैन थिंक अबाउट, बट वेदर टू गो और नो वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू थिंक अबाउट इट. I was doing a program for a corporate group. It was about 1,000 people. And the leader was also there in the first row. And we talked about disconnecting from work by 8 p.m. so that you get about 2 hours to shut down all the files here so that you're able to sleep deep. And normally we share that with every organization. And most people just stare at us like that and say, okay, go on. This is not something we can do. So, but we still share. Prashad sabko dena chahiye, wo khaye na khaye, unki choice hai. But when this program, the leader who was sitting there in the front row, he just stood up and he said, okay, we will do it. And everybody in that hall of 1,000 people said, no sir, we can't do this, it's not possible. We have this, this, this. They were giving all the reasons there. But I'm telling you, leadership quality. He just turned back, he looked at them, and I'm quoting him. He said, we are doing it, it's final. How we will do it, we will discuss later. Finished. Finished. 17,000 employees now. He disconnects them from back end. Even if they want, they can't connect to all their data and all their systems sitting at home. That's leadership quality. And then someone asked him the other day, so how's the productivity getting affected by, you know, disconnecting people? He said, I haven't even bothered to check because more important for me is my people are going to be happy, their families are going to be happy. That's enough for me. And it's certain when they're happy, productivity will get better. So caring for people is important. The world is going through tough times. If you don't even let them sleep well and energize and reprocess and heal themselves for next morning, then you just have fatigued minds driving to work every single day. And fatigued minds finally one day just break down. Just break down. So corporate social responsibility is this, to send happy people home. And once you send them home, let them be at home. They are not supposed to work at home. No emails, no phones, no business calls, nothing once we are home. Make that a rule. Everything is getting affected because of that. Mental health, physical health, relationships, and most important, children. What will we do with all our wealth if we can't see our children happy? You're going to enjoy that wealth then after that? No. So prioritize your life. Prioritize your life. So when you come to the meditation center, you're going to find so many people like you. Everyone that you've been seeing on this stage. So whether it was Dr. Mohit Bhaiya yesterday, whether it is Balabhai, whether all those sevadharis you saw yesterday on the stage last night, they are not sitting like this and meditating during the day. They are working, working, they are doing more, doing fast. But they have committed that 1 hour in the morning to go to the meditation center. And when you go to the center, you will find many people like that. Many. All professions, all age groups, religions, everybody you will find there. Initially, everybody found it tough to come. But those who did it, you will see magic in their life. Go to any center, put your finger on anyone and just ask them what are the changes in your life. And you will hear magic. Magic. Just has to be experimented. Because all that they're doing, no magic, all that they're doing is early morning meditation, 1 hour of high vibrational content, it works for the next 23 hours, then we energize ourselves again and it very soon goes into a lifestyle. If you come to the center, you will meet people, you will meet families who've lost a family member, who've lost a young child, and you see their face and you will never be able to make out they have that vacuum in their life. Even on the day it happens, they are like, because every day they are studying, I'm a soul, that child is a soul, they've gone on a journey, I have to send them with lot of blessings and gratitude and God's power. Immediately they will just sit to meditate, keep absolutely calm and radiate that vibration to that soul as they're moving forward. That's the power. It's not theory, it's impractical. It is absolutely always works when we need it the most. And so, these are times of uncertainty. You cannot control what's happening in the world. You can only take charge of. Only take charge of. We think love is always repeatedly telling each other, I'll never be able to live without you. Please stop saying this line to each other. It's very tough. Why do we keep saying to each other, I'll never be able to live without you? Isn't it a reality that we will have to live without each other? Is it a reality that we will have to live without each other? How many feel yes? Are you sure that you are going to leave? Are you sure that you are going to leave? Yes. Are you sure they are going to leave? Yes. Then why are we saying again and again, affirmation hai na ye bhi to? This is also an affirmation. I'll never be able to live without you. Change the affirmation. What should we say? Now you will have to say it, because from tomorrow you are going to create your affirmations on your own. Chalo, it's very easy. Affirmation is a vocabulary, it is not 10 thoughts. Very soon we are going to talk that language. So what should we say to each other? Attachment says, I'll never be able to live without you. What does love say? Chaliye, boliye. What will love say? Hanji? No, they haven't left, they are here. What will you say? I will always be with you. Is it the truth? Is it the truth? Hai ye sach? Bolna, jhoot bolna band kare. Jhoot bolna band kare. Because the day it happens, it's becoming very difficult for people to face that scene of life. So there is one thing which is certain, that's death. So why should I not be prepared for it? Why should I not be prepared for it? Why do I want it to make it difficult for myself and for them? So what should I say to them? Hanji, wo to pata hai. We are talking about when you leave, I will be. Kya hua? What was the joke? So someone said, I will be happy even after you leave. Is that not true? Should we not be saying that? Should we not be saying that? Isn't that the best gift you will give to the soul when they move forward? Or you want them to see you in pain? Just visualize, 10 seconds. Come on, chalo, put your hand here. Here, I the soul, out of this body, idhar jao. Look back at your family, children, spouse, parents. How do you want to see them? How do you want to see them? You want to see them in pain, crying, nothing going right? You want to see them like that? How do you want to see them? So that's all that we are saying. What we want should happen, we will have to say it now. And by saying it only, we will be able to give them that strength and give ourselves that strength to make it a reality. Say to each other, I am a powerful soul, you are a powerful soul. Together we create magic. When each one of us leaves, even then we create magic. What's wrong in that? And if you come to the center, you're going to see this magic there. You are going to see this magic there. Absolutely stable. Absolutely. Because they've prepared many years before. Every day study, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, is enough preparation for this. Enough preparation for this. So those who are partners sitting next to each other, please look at each other. And say to your spouse, when I leave, you will be perfect. Bolo. And if your spouse is not here, just say it in your mind. When I leave, you will be perfect. Bolo ji. Zor se bolo. When I leave, you will be perfect. Instead of saying, I'm sure you'll never be able to live without me. That was attachment. That was a pleasure. You see what happens to you when I leave. Tab dukh hoga. This is not love. Ye pyar nahi hai. Pyar doesn't want to see the other person in pain. So bolo, when I leave, you will be perfect. Even if you don't want to use the word happy, at least use the word perfect. So when I leave, you will be perfect. And when you leave, I will be perfect. If you master this scene of life, you can master any scene of life. If you overcome fear of death, you have overcome every fear and insecurity. There is nothing else left to be scared of. And soul consciousness helps us to overcome fear of death. And that's why there's no other fear left after that. Death is a reality. Uncertainty is reality. Untimely death is a reality of this Kali Yuga end time. It's a reality. Satyug is 150 years in every body, never an untimely death. Kaliyug antim samay, scenes are going to be that way. So prepare yourself, prepare your family. Don't have to keep talking about death every day, but don't keep talking the other line also. No, be very clear. And that daily practice will make it easy to happen. So each one of you knows the center which is nearest to you. Each one of you knows the center which is nearest to you. Anyone who doesn't know, raise your hand. Okay. So you will go to the reception and talk to the sisters and brothers there at the reception and take the address. Everything is online, but still, take from them the number of the sister and the center which is nearest to you. And when will we start? Next weekend when we get time, or we will go the next day? See, I'm telling you, by next Saturday, where is the vibration going to go? So then we say, हाँ वो आश्रम में ठीक है, it doesn't all work in practical life. वो वहीं ठीक था, ये सब blessing दो and forgive करो, over. Why we are sharing this with you? Every weekend there are 500 guests here. I'm coming again next Saturday, again more 500 people will be there. Every weekend there are 500. Everyone returns in this same happy, high vibrational state that you are right now and you will be tomorrow. But important is not what happens in these 3 days. What is important is what you do after you return. So the retreat does not end tomorrow. The retreat actually begins tomorrow. It actually begins tomorrow. Theek hai ji? 30 seconds silence. Today our break is going to be only of 15 minutes. Because after 15 minutes you are going to watch a movie. Guess who's the actor of the movie? Guess who's the actor of that movie? Chalo, guess karo, guess karo. Acha, you know this already. Oh. So the movie is about you. From Thursday to last night, everything that you did, you're going to see it in an 8-minute movie. So will you come back in 15 minutes? Yes. The easiest way for that is the break will be in silence. Having a cup of tea takes 5 minutes, but talking with a cup of tea takes 30 minutes. So talk less, and today, no talk. Just silent, come back and watch that beautiful 8-minute movie. Some brothers have worked tirelessly to bring your memories together for you and that experience. They were shooting you during the day and they were editing you during the night. Just so that they could show it to you before you leave. They could easily send you the link 2 days later. And that's what even I told them. I said, why are you staying up just to show it to them on the last day? They said, no, no, no. We will stay up 2 nights, but we want to show it to them before they leave. So thank you to them. Thank you to them. And today we are going to do one more last thing. Today lunch will be in silence. Silence when you walk out from this hall. Silence to the dining hall. Lunch in... How was last evening's meditation? That's it. So we are going to create this one more experience today. Walk in silence. Take your lunch in silence. Eat in silence. Walk back to your room in silence. Keep that half an hour of silence today. Experiment. That's a new experiment. Theek hai? Everybody will do it. If someone talks to you, you will have to just look at them and remind rather than talk and respond. Theek hai? So, 10 seconds pause. Just choose which karmic account you are going to settle. And create a new karmic account with that highest vibrational energy. And a promise to yourself, saying to yourself, I love myself, I care for myself, and the priority of my life is divinity, purity. To empower myself, to empower everyone, and to raise the vibration of the planet, I am a Satyugi soul. And just repeat these thoughts in your mind and start walking while you are creating those thoughts. Because you're going to be in silence for the next 15 minutes. So choose this 15 minutes to see the scenes of your life, see the people in your life. Khade hote jaiye, chalte jaiye. See your relationships at home, at work. Which are the balls that I've thrown in this lifetime, which I've thrown in past lifetimes. And while having your cup of chai, coffee, nimbu pani, please radiate white, vibrational, energy, karma to all those souls. 11:15, we are starting the movie.